All right, today we're going to continue our discussion about the godless of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, based on Rav Chanoch Teller's Sefer and from Yerushalayim, his work. And today we'll talk a little bit about his derech in limud, his learning how to learn, and a little bit about his midot. So, first of all, Rav Shlomo Zalman's derech was what I would call simple, not Superman-like, but simple and logical and straight. So someone asked him, what was his derech in learning Gemara? He said, well, when I learn a Maseches, the first thing as I do is I learn it again. I learn it about 5 or 6 times until I feel like I have somewhat of a comprehension. And then I move on. Not 150 times like some Gedolim, like Rav Kook, for example. But 5 or 6 until I feel like sufficient. Another thing that Rav Shlomo Zalman, who was an expert in Halacha, would stress is the importance of learning the Mishnah Brura. He wrote that it's essential that every yeshiva bacher make a seder to learn the Mishnah Brura well, and not to read it like a newspaper, something that you read once and then you move on. Something that you read, you learn it, maybe you don't know it by heart, but you learn it well, and then you have a thorough knowledge in it. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. And that was what Rav Shlomo Zalman was all about. One last story about Rav Shlomo Zalman's Derech HaLimud. One day, the Rav was very disappointed that his students weren't as excited over the solution he had presented for a perplexing problem in the Gemara. And then he said, I know what's wrong here, the Gaon reflected. The reason you're not as impressed with the answer is because you only heard the question, and the answer was handed over to you like a silver platter. Unlike me, you haven't spent a sleepless night troubled by the difficulty in working it out. From now on, I'm not going to respond to any thorny question on the very same day it's raised. You'll all have to lose some sleep over it. Then you'll appreciate the answer. Gavalt, what a genius way. I mean, we need to stress that the only real way to really love learning is to work very hard at it. And it's psychologically proven that in proportion to the hard work that we put into our learning and our mitzvahs and pretty much everything in life, that's the amount of enjoyment and love we will feel towards that. So let's be blessed to really learn with yashrus and to learn hard in the merit of Rav Shlomo Zalman.